what you think. I do whatever I want, cause I have been on a chance. From evil, then in school I sleep all day. Don't tell me what my future is, cause I'm avoiding you today. And nothing you can say or do will ever make me change my mind. Just shut up and go, because you're spoiling my show, and I've got bigger fish to fry. To Japan, I am Banana Chan. I don't care what you think, I do whatever I want, cause I am Banana Chan. I save the world from evil, then in school I sleep all day. So tell me what my future is, cause I'm avoiding you today. And nothing you can say or do will ever make me change my mind. Just shut up and go, because you're spoiling my show, and I've got bigger fish to fry.
Chapter 4, Prequel to Breakfast. Before we get to the scene wherein Banana and Miss Chan eat a big breakfast, I think it's appropriate to put on some Baroque music. I'm thinking a selection from Pachelbel's canon called Siciliano from Flute Sonata No. 3. Perfect. Miss Chan's getting ready to serve herself and Banana two big servings of hash browns, eggs, French toast, bacon, a selection of sushi, and delicious strawberries. Oops, tenses. Whenever I switch tenses in a scene, those are examples of those ripples in time which were mentioned in the first chapter. Elsewhere, on that morning in 2005 of the alternate timeline wherein this story takes place, Rion was in the town's only lighthouse, in his bed, listening to his radio, and he heard the sad news about Nelson Mandela dying in prison. He wondered if that were part of an Illuminati plot. And he wondered what these Illuminati plots are that the guy who comes from the future in an alternate timeline to train himself and Banana in a martial art and give them anime from the future through hiring a ninja from the future, etc., was beginning to tell them about in the previous episode. Anyway, in the kitchen of Maison Chan, Banana and Miss Chan were just about to begin eating breakfast when I entered the room, put two slices of bread in a toaster, and Banana turned to me and asked, "This has been bugging me. What happened to Billy Joe Jim Bob?" "I couldn't write a finale for that story yet," I replied. "So a fellow student who had some really turbulent times due to the drama that's caused by a psychiatric diagnosis and prescription for being hyper and witty, when those were his best qualities, tangent, absolutely certain that psychiatry is an Illuminati plot. Either way, if anyone ever tries to jab you with a psychiatric injection, pull out a throwing star and aim right between the eyes." "Right," Banana says. "That sounds about equal. They're attacking my brain. But what happened with Billy Joe Jim Bob?" "Well," I continued, "this hyper and funny boy wrote a hyper and funny short story about how Billy Joe Jim Bob died in front of a pet store. I immediately wrote a Billy Joe Jim Bob story which showed that Billy Joe Jim Bob was alright in the afterlife." "What kind of ideas are you putting into Banana's head?" Miss Chan asked me. Miss Chan and Banana both looked at me with some curiosity. "Hmm," I said. "I have an idea for an episode, but it involves yourself and Rion playing the Super Nintendo game Pilot Wings individually, and then you two will compete against each other in the unreleased Sega Dreamcast game Propeller Arena. Then I'll write you both fighter jets so you can go shooting down chemtrailing planes." "Chemtrailing?" Banana asked. "What's that?" "Geoengineering," I said. "And what's that?" Banana asked. You'd know all about it, I said, if you didn't turn off your internet at night. You are the kind of nerd that would end up finding that stuff. I left the room. My toast popped up. I came back into the room to get it. Miss Chan asked me a question I didn't expect. Will Banana be okay fighting Illuminati plots with Rione? I have no idea, I said. This is a totally new draft of the story. By the way, you left the dojo before the Poké Rap was done. Why? I'm more of a Beyblade person, Miss Chan said.
Bounce. It's not like the last time, 'cause this one's gotta count. General!